The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report on this Memorial Day, the 11th day of May, 2021. And memorializing the people that did not have to die in our uniforms. Steve, I'm telling you what, I am not a chicken crap. Anybody attacks this country, you know, one of the reasons why we have that, it's Second Amendment, and we should be able to have automatic weapons, but that's not allowed. Single-shot rifles that resemble automatic weapons is for the defense of the homeland through what they used to call the militia. But those are federalized. But the unorganized militia is the true intent of that Second Amendment, private ownership of firearms. And that's under attack by JoJo as well. More on that in a later show. But Tony in Pennsylvania, please go ahead.
Yes, thank you. I'm just going to make it short because I know you got other callers. But the United States now, in my own opinion, resembles an oligarchy. Our Congress is under that oligarchy, and the oligarchy supports the Congress to do its bidding. It's not so much that we are a democracy. We never were. We were a constitutional republic, but that is fading away. Gentlemen, that's all I got to say. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for your call, Tony. And I caught this how many years ago, Steve, and I kept bringing this up. There is a reason why the talking heads and the politicians and presidents are calling this country a democracy. As if you could float anything out there in front of the American people, and as long as you have 51% of those people in a true democracy agree with it, you can go up to and including killing the other 49%. This is insanity. And this clown and any subsequent clown should be jerked out of office. I don't care if they're in the Oval Office. I don't care if they're in the U.S. Senate. I don't care if they're a congressman, congresswoman. They're in the state legislatures. I don't care where they're at. They keep saying that we're a democracy. That is grounds right there to pull your butt right out of office, because you know what you did? You broke the oath to your office. You remember that hand-raising thing in the hand on the Bible, which they hardly do anymore, but you raise that right hand in affirmation of the Constitution of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, not your damn democracy, you twisted ass hats. Oh, God. Steve, I'm starting to get angry. I don't want to get angry on this Memorial Day. Dan in Washington. Hello, Dan. He's in Washington. He should be pissed off. Go ahead, Dan.
Yeah, you guys are way off base on George Bush. I mean, have you not seen his paintings of immigrants?
Book? His what?
His paintings of immigrants book.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. I missed that.
Oh, I actually saw some of the pictures. I saw some of the pictures, and he skipped. He actually missed the numbers 4 and 7 all through those pictures. It's a number painting, and he misses 4 and 7.
Wait a minute. Is this a joke? Numbers painting? Painting by numbers?
I'm having fun because I don't like George Bush.
Okay, all right, fun. Thank you. Okay. I just want to make sure, you know, between fact and fiction. All right, I'm good.
I thought it was a joke when he was on TV pushing this book. I'm like, is this guy nuts? But I was watching something else, and I guess Hinckley Jr., I didn't know that the guy that shot Reagan, Hinckley Jr., was actually a old Bush family friend.
Yes.
Just like Osama bin Laden.
Well, and somebody has theorized that, well, the reason why he was trying to kill Reagan is because, guess what, in the second term, who was vice president?
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's all I got. I'm off work. I'm going to check out his color. I think he's finger painted. Immigrants.
Color by numbers. You know, not everybody is a white European. We get that. But white Europeans...
You know, there's no screwing up. There's no screwing up on finger painting.
Look, no. I know we're not all white Europeans in this country, but that doesn't necessarily equate that anybody that's any tinge of color, black, Hispanic, I don't care. You know, that we somehow are racist and we hate everybody that's not white. Come on, man. Come on.
Well, that's how he gets his moral credibility with the media, I guess. It's just, look at me, I like immigrants.
Yeah, well,
forget about all the stuff.
Well, isn't the last Bush that they tried to install in the White House, old Jeb, who's he married to?
Yeah, I think same, just like Arnold Schwarzenegger's new wife, I guess these guys get their...
By the way, newsflash... I won't be back. Thank God. Thanks, Dan. I appreciate. Thank you. I appreciate your call. John in Michigan. Hello, John.
Hello, gentlemen. I have a few things to say about these conquests in these different countries, the natural resources. Special Forces told me back in the 70s, he said we were in Vietnam to protect the bauxite mines. Those are the aluminum mines. And also, what's his name? Lyndon Baines Johnson. He built all the roads in the Vietnam conflict with his road company. Another one, Afghanistan. It's the poppy plants and also the lithium that they have. So it's not just because they have to save these people from themselves. Because of the natural resources. The Bushes. The Kerrys are all skull and bones, so we can all go back to that little party, too. And one more thing with the entertainment industry. Well, Live Nation, you've probably heard of them. They pretty much control all the venues nowadays. And before it was Live Nation, it was Clear Channel. And who owned Clear Channel but the Carlyle Group? And who owned the Carlyle Group? The Bushes. And so it's a big, big family party. And we're just part of the audience.
John, we're watching the world go by, but you know, we've done our due diligence. We've dug in. We've connected the dots, and all the could you imagine if we had a national program on radio that had 600, 700 radio stations? And that we were able to talk directly, and they could, be able to call in to radio stations out there, and we could talk to them directly. You know, it would be there'd be a lot of asshats that would call in, you know, like Marianne that's still trying to call into the network. By the way, Marianne, I didn't tell you, I own this network, and I'm telling you, quit calling this network. All right.
No, she does take up time, John, and I agree with you on that one. And wasn't it Billy Clinton that made it possible for all of these stations to be controlled by just a certain handful of people?
John, you remember the low power FMs? You know, we were not. Look, it was the National Association of Broadcasters. It wasn't people that owned radio stations or managers going, wait a minute, wait a minute. How are these people able to put up a broadcast? Well, the reason that we did that is we didn't do AM. We didn't do AM because that's a skip. We FM went out there on the dial, checked it, said, well, wait a minute. Okay, we're not going to be able to trample over somebody that has gone into diving into the FCC and to get the, look, we told them and said, look, we're not going to be trampling on people that want to go into the system with the FCC, you know, to buy all this other stuff and be under the control of the FCC. We get it. And we're not going to be stepping on those people. Well, the FCC, FEC, John, they showed up at my house. God, am I having a Doma? am I
having some timer moment?
CRS. Wait a minute, Mike.
Well,
if I start talking and I'm stroking here, just cut my microphone. Okay.
Well, the FCC showed up at your home.
Yeah. And they understood, that, okay, I didn't step on anybody else's frequency. You know, they've gone through that, and I said, I appreciate that. I said, but we're not, well, no, you're not allowed to broadcast. The United States government rolled in, and all the air, oh, no, we own that.
Let me share one other story with radio. Our oldie station guy up here told me that once they changed the format, that was a few years back, that they only had 500 songs that they were going to play from. Of course, it's Bruce Springsteen, Fleetwood Mac, Elton John, Paul McCartney, and Eagles, just one or two Eagles songs. So there's this real, and you don't call that, payola, when all they're going to play is 500 songs, and they don't want people to be aware of any other type of music, and a lot of people are making money off of just these 500 songs. So it's totally corrupt, we're just hoping for the best. Mike Lindell is going to be here in Antrim County next Saturday at Frisky's Orchard. You can look it up from 12 to 6. And General, the guy that got pardoned. What's his name? From
Flynn?
General Flynn's son is going to be here and others. So the thing with the voting is still not over. They wouldn't let Mike Lindell into that Sean Hannity governor's meeting in Tennessee last week. So we're still hoping for the best to come and that these people are held accountable for all of these atrocities.
And John, I'd be remiss if I didn't brought this attention to the people out there. Let me unravel my tongue here. I don't... keep laughing. Hey,
me to take over, John?
Look, okay. All right. John, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, you're doing a great job, and God bless you, and I'll be hanging out up here, you know, making sure things don't get out of hand.
All right. Thank you. I'd be remiss if I didn't pick on Detroit. Why didn't they pick on why didn't they go after the Detroit thing? That would have been easier to prove rather than going into Antrim. I don't know why.
You know, what do these people have to fear if everything's on the up and up and legit? Why do they fear the audit? Why do they fear the forensic audit, John?
Well, it's a good question. You know, what happened down in Atlanta, Fulton County, you know, the Democrats went to a judge and says, well, we need to stop this right now. Why? Why?
Why? What do you fear? Well, everything was honest. You could actually shame us and really call us tinfoil hats if you showed that there was no fraud. How perfect for an opportunity to shame you, to call you a kook and a conspiracy theorist and shame you, and you go away whimpering, than to prove the point that there was no fraud at all. I would say go for it. But we know there was fraud, and they don't want these. They don't want these audits at all. There's no. They don't want them.
Well, here's the problem we have here. We got the midterms coming up next month, or I'm sorry, next year, and are we going to be able to vote and get rid of Democrats? I probably not.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
The flawed system is still in place. It's not been dismantled yet.
Egads and little fishes, as my aunt used to say. Robert in Central Texas. Hello, Robert.
Good evening, guys.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to run a few things past you. And when I got deployed in 2009, the rules of engagement scared me more what the Army was going to do to me if I did something than actually going and fighting. And on the COVID sticker, Steve.
Yeah,
I said this a few months ago. They're going to start making you like smokers and non-smokers. They're going to separate us. So I think you're right about that.
Yeah, they're trying to use a little shame on you. They did the same thing. They try to inconvenience you. Also, you must wear the mask. If you didn't take the jab, you continue to wear the mask. The others who took the jab don't wear the mask, and so you stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah. I mean, I got a guy that works with me. Yeah. I got a guy that works went into the HEB, and he didn't have a mask, and he felt uncomfortable. Or I said, yeah, well, they're going to shame you, man.
Well, you know, all the Moderna and all the vaccines and masks, whether they wear, you know, while we're all talking about this, and I had Dan Titus on last Friday, and we dropped the bombshell. I mean, just absolutely bombastic stuff that's going on in this infrastructure, the $1.9 trillion, and the Republicans turn, well, that's too much. It's got to be $900 billion, or whatever the hell it was. This is the climate, the French a climate 2030 that is, well, it's going to be going on. This ain't about infrastructure. This ain't about roads. This ain't about bridges. This is paying off the non-governmental organizations, the NGOs, and other people that are for democracy and Black Lives Matter and everything else. So it is coming. It is coming. And people just seem to be stuck on stupid. I don't know. I'm going to have Dan on again, see if we can wake people up here. I don't know.
Steve, I got another story for you. I was at my sleep doctor because I've got sleep apnea and all that. So she, of course, I'd be golden patient if I lose weight, drop my blood pressure, and get my COVID shot. And I said, no, I'm not going to get it. Well, why not? So she gives me all these questions. I'm sure she's putting it in my file. But I just wish I had the doctor. I wish I had the doctor's name. Because it's Baylor Scott and White where I go, and you played that on your show yesterday.
Yeah, yeah.
That doctor from Baylor.
It's on the website too. It's on the website.
Yeah. But I wish I'd had it right then and said, "Well, what about?" Because she's like, "Well, I believe in this. I believe it." So anyway, that was just something. And one last thing, guys, I'd like to run something past you. Did you hear Keith Rogers' show with the Danish resistance thing? Is that the European Q or something? I mean, I don't know.
I don't know.
I have to ask Keith.
I didn't listen.
No.
Yeah. They're going to hunt these guys down, and they're going to chop them up into pieces and feed them to chickens. Listen to it. It's comical, in my opinion. Also, everybody read Pat Tillman's book that his wife put together, and you'll see how they were going to use him. Like Rumsfeld and Bush were going to use him, you know, to get everybody to join the Army and stuff.
Sure.
Yeah.
Poster child. Yeah.
And
He should have had that footlocker locked up. That footlocker was not locked up. And they there was something array there because they took his personal notes, his diary, if you want to call it a diary, his ledger, took it, will not return back the ledger to his family. So he was going to come out. He was going to spill the beans that he was lied to. This whole thing's a sham.
Yep.
Absolutely. And one last thing, John in Michigan, I'd love to get in touch with you about something. So if you can, John's got my number. You guys have a good night.
All right.
Later, buddy.
We'll take the break. We'll be back.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Lord, take this badge off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door. Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
We are back. I don't know, Steve. I'm feeling a little bit flushed here and still a little bit tongue-tied. Not as bad as it was.
Yeah.
But that was freaky.
Yeah. A little brain fog.
I don't know, man. It hasn't happened in
Broadcaster's brain fog.
It hasn't happened in 33 years. Layla in Canada. Hello, Layla.
Hi, John. Hi, John and Steve. First of all, may I respectfully request that people stop referring to it as a war. It was an invasion of Iraq. And the same thing, we've got to consider the consequences to the people who live there. There are children after the war who were born with horrible abnormalities, tumors, including eyes that were outside their face and sitting on the surface of the front of their face. The consequences, the suffering, the torture that they endured. Now, I'm going to ask, what if those men who were patriots, those fighters who were patriots and went to Iraq believing that they were taking part in a preemptive war, what if they had not died? What if they had lived and had children, sons and daughters, who would now be available to protect the U.S. from the invasion that is occurring at the South? Do you think that that was not planned to get rid of those who might be strong resistors who would defend this republic? And now we're also watching the same kind of atrocities in Iraq. We're Syria. We're ignoring it. There's still U.S., whether they're soldiers or private contractors, they are still there.
Yep.
And we're ignoring what Saudi Arabia is doing. Where I think we're still selling arms to Saudi Arabia.
Sure we are.
When does guilt stop?
It doesn't. These people, they're unconscionable. They're liars. They keep telling us that this, you know, these are our heroes. It's all BS. And they will not come clean with it.
American soldiers were as much victims as the people they were forced to kill. They were made to do atrocities, and they believed initially that they were doing it to protect their country. The abuse, the malicious, satanic abuse of those people's trust is unforgivable. And if those men were here today and their children were here today, the U.S. would not be so vulnerable as it is now. Somehow, this Memorial Day must make everybody stop and think. Why do we have a war? Why do we have soldiers? Why do we prepare them to defend us and not to actually commit atrocities? And I would love to see, everyone knows what happened to Mussolini once his people recognized what abominations he committed and forced them to commit. I would love to see Colin Powell and Condoleezza Rice. Yeah, they're not all white. They're just as guilty as the so-called whites. But I would like to see the Bushes. Unfortunately, Bush Sr. is now way out of our reach. But George Bush isn't, and neither is Colin Powell. And those people have got to be brought to justice. Don't let them hide
they
away.
Won't.
Don't let
they
them,
won't.
You know. Well, I hope...
I'd love to see it happen also. Layla, it's never going to happen. For some reason, these people high up, presidents especially... They meant well. It's also faulty intelligence. Sometimes faulty intelligence is your jail free card. Faulty intelligence.
You got 17
intelligence agents. Excuse. I ain't buying.
They knew.
Sure they did.
Look at the neocons that were around them. They knew, and if they know that they have 17 intelligence agencies, they must know that there's going to be some contradictions. They should have investigated to the nth degree, but they were absolutely voraciously greedy and wanted the wealth that they could get, and they were sadistic monsters who not only led their people into suffering that will last for generations, but you know how many Iraqis I know that cry for what happened to them? Do you know that Saddam Hussein actually built a beautiful country where girls were attending universities? It was a beautiful, clean, their cities were clean and developed.
Yep.
I won't say anything more.
They told. No. Let's also agree on something else, Layla. You talk about government contractors, okay? Let's call them what they really are. These are not government contractors. These are mercs. These are mercenaries who are not upholding to any laws whatsoever. They're mercenaries.
They're
not government contractors. They are mercenaries.
Absolutely right. Layla, thank you. I appreciate your call. We got to go to break here. Ray in Cleveland, Robert, Melissa, and others will get to all of your calls. Steve Elkins, John Stapmiller. I think I can limp through the other half hour of the show. It's kind of weird, kind of scary, but I think I'm still cemented together. And I'm actually being able to talk without stumbling around. That was weird. Wow.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back. Ray in Cleveland. Hello, Ray.
Hello, John. Hello,
hi.
Steve.
Hello.
I'd like to get a shout out to Don Dan in Missouri, by the way. Hello. I went to your webpage today and I looked at the commercial regarding United States recruitment of versus the Soviet Union, excuse me, Russia and China. Did you both of you watch that?
Okay, and again, what was it?
That was on your webpage regarding the woman for the Army versus the Russian and the Chinese recruitment commercial on your website.
Yeah, I think we did post it, didn't we, Mike? I thought we did.
Yes, I never watched how...
Okay, go ahead.
No, I never watched. I watched the female, but I never saw the comparison with Russia and China. You got four videos lined up. Anyway, it got me very, very sick. I am not have a runny nose. I'm sick to my gut. I want to mention three names, and I'll keep it short and quick. Have either of you men ever heard of Admiral Ace Lyons?
No.
He was in the Navy from 1981 to 1987.
No.
He was critical in that he was Patton-esque. He followed Patton, and he is the admiral who put Richard Marchenko to create SEAL Team 6. Richard Marchenko reported directly only to him and gave him the command, thou shall not fail. when I watch those commercials today, John, I'm very, very, I don't know how to say it to you, completely empty. I that's prompted my phone call to talk to you, both of you men.
Okay, well, I'm not quite getting this, but...
Well, when you see how it's a Disney cartoon for the United States Army versus the commercial in 2021 for the Russian military and the Chinese military, you'll see the complete... It's the complete loss of what I went in 1981 to 87.
Okay, and Steve, are you getting this? Because I'm not.
I'm not. I don't know who this person is. I don't have any knowledge of this person.
Yeah.
No, Steve, on the webpage, on RBN, it's the commercial for the Army with the girl, a cartoon, I guess created by Walt Disney, for the Army recruitment. Then it's followed up with an Russian commercial where they show their military, and then it's followed up by the China, their military. It was off your webpage, RBN. I watched it about, I don't know, an hour ago, and I had very, very, I got moved to call you. It moved, prompted me to talk to both of you.
Okay, well, I'll go look at it. I did not see it. I didn't look at the website today, so I'll take a look.
Are you talking? Okay, hold on here, Ray. Are you talking about U.S. Army's woke ads versus Russian military recruitment commercials?
Yes.
Okay. All right. It is posted up there. All right. I got you.
Well, anyways, real fast, when SEAL Team 6 came into San Diego, we were all informed, hey, guys, get ready. Prep yourself. They captured three cruisers on my pier. My ship wasn't captured. When the captain reported to their four vessels, there were three of them flying to Jolly Roger, which is the pirate with the bones.
Okay, now you're really losing me here. I have absolutely no idea what you're talking about.
That's Richard Marchenko.
I heard Richard Marchenko about four times now. I heard that, but now I'm hearing ships captured in Jolly Rogers.
Correct.
I don't get this.
That's what he did with Red Cell, to test our readiness. The Navy SEALs came in to test our security. They didn't capture my ship. Anyways,
okay.
The last thing I got for you, John, is this. I met a man in Central Valley circa 1997 with the Prophecy Club. He was a KGB agent from Romania. His name was Dmitri Duderman. There was about 50 people there, John. I shook hands with that man. He was in the electric chair not once but twice. Came to California and he went elsewhere throughout America. And all I can state to you, when I shook hands with that man, he brought ice to my fingertips. I'll just let it go at that.
All right.
You don't know who did Dmitri Duderman. It's just simply this. When I saw that commercial on your webpage of readiness, that shows you what is America. And it's not America.
All right.
I'm done.
Thank you, Ray. I'm not yelling.
Thank you, Ray.
Thank you. Appreciate your call. He was kind of hard to track there.
I'm going to have to go read that.
Yeah.
By the way, John, I just sent you something. We're talking about Memorial Day today. I just sent you on email, and you may want to look at this, maybe even post it. This is the largest graveyard in Iraq in the world. It's the largest graveyard in the world. And I can only wonder how many of those graves are U.S. responsible in their illegal invasion of Iraq. You're going to be blown away when you see this video footage of a drone, how huge this graveyard is. It is massive.
Well, and this hasn't cropped up overnight. This has been in place for years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah.
All right. Robert in a truck. Hello, Robert.
Hey, John and Steve. John, you're going through what I go through almost any time I try to call in, getting my mouth to work with my brain.
No, it was something, Robert, different today. I became tongue-tied, and I could not speak. That is the first time that has happened in 33 years, and it scared the hell out of me.
It's the first for me listening to you, so I've never heard you go through that before, so glad you're over it with just a brief thing. I'd like to reinforce something that you keep telling people to get up off the couch. In my former life, I lived in a small city of 35,000 and two colleges, and so during election season, we'd always have politicians that would come through town. And being an equal opportunity offender, I would go out and see whoever they were. I wasn't part of the fan club, you know, that'd show up to just root on your guy. So I got to shake hands left-handed with Bob Dole and right-handed with Jesse Jackson. One of my favorite guys to go after was our now Governor Waltz. And at that time, he was my congressman. And you're talking about George Bush not allowing pictures of flag-draped caskets on the cover of newspapers, and that was one thing I brought up to Waltz. And he says, oh, yeah, we should have that. And sure enough, the Rochester Post Bulletin a couple of times had flag-draped caskets on the cover, you know, of their newspaper. Another thing I brought up, I said, what, are you and your Congress buddies getting rich off these wars? Are you, you know, insider trading on stocks? And he looks at me and goes, oh, you don't believe that, do you? And I just stood back and looked at him, kind of glared at him. And he passed the Stocks Act, which Obama later rescinded. So when you're, especially in smaller cities, you know, where there's probably a couple of dozen people that show up, you actually go up to get to go up and talk to them and, you know, shake their hand, and you've got them, you know, about 5 minutes to say what you've got on your mind, you know. So it's really effective to do it. You know, they do listen to the people that show up and talk to them. So I encourage everybody to do that. A second thing that...
Hey, so Robert, real quick here. You shook hands with Jesse Jackson, Jr.?
Yes, I did.
Really? What year was that?
It had to be in, like, the late 70s or early 80s, maybe.
Did you end up washing that hand yet? Have you washed that hand yet?
Several times, you know.
Oh, good. And sanitizer, too.
He was an entertaining speaker. He was at a Catholic college. He says, everybody's talking about school and prayer, school and prayer. Do you all have physics final exams? Do you all have mathematical final exams? And they all, yes, we do. And he says, well, as long as you have physics and math final exams, you'll always have prayer in school. You know, and so he got a big laugh out of that.
Yeah.
That's his line, I remember.
All right. Robert?
I want to change.
Yeah. What?
Change gears here completely, because you know you've brought up a couple other things about you know, you've been talking about the veteran suicides, 22 a day, probably more. You know, people have mentioned Tillman, and you know, now that name has become a verb, Tillmaned, the same way as Barbara Boxer, you know, talks about congressmen who don't want to talk about 9/11 because they don't want to get Wellstone. I worked at a factory that was a, you know, we made circuit boards for all sorts of things. And you remember when you had Tommy Attaboy, is that his name? John?
Jesus.
Am I still on? Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. John, you there?
Okay.
John?
Sorry.
I don't know if we're on the air or not.
Yes, you are. Go ahead. Anyway. Go ahead. Go ahead,
okay.
Robert.
And you had Tommy, is it Attaway or Attaboy? But he mentioned about when you get into the service, at some point you're vetted. You know, and they like to find out who are the people that will go along with whatever they're told, and who are the people that, you know, might have an internal moral compass that they follow. And so you know, we know the guy that I'm drifting a little bit, but I'll come back to the same place.
Yeah, well, let's hurry it up because I have other callers to go to, Robert, and you are floating.
Okay.
So let's get specific and nail this down.
Okay, here it is. I worked on something that was called Identify Friend or Foe. And what it basically was a Mylar, or was an RFID tag on a long Mylar antenna. And so this, when I asked about it, they said, well, this is how we can tell who our soldiers are. And it was sewn into the uniforms of the soldiers, you know, for Desert Storm and that. Uh-huh, uh-huh. But it was an RFID tag, and they could identify who was who on the ground. Okay. We know that people are being vetted over there. We know that people are being Tillmaned. Right. And I shudder to think about this, but is it possible that things that they're labeling as, you know, veteran suicides might be, as Layla said, you know, men that would be returning home to defend their country have been vetted as such and, you know, possibly eliminated? It's all speculation on my part, but this is something I've never told anybody else before, but it just, listening to other people, I wanted to get it out there.
Let me respond to that. As far as the suicide deaths, I just did a little math here. Just if this is true a number, and 22 servicemen die and commit suicide a day, you're looking at 8,030 deaths per year from suicide. Now, what I understand, and I've talked to people who went to Vietnam and people who are in currently in the military who got out recently within the last couple of years, and they told me, a lot of the stuff, the government, the military hands out SSRIs, psychotropic drugs out like candy. You go to the infirmary, the hospital, I'm a little depressed, you know, for a number of reasons. Maybe it's your job. Maybe it's the mission you've been told to do. You have a conflict with. So they put them on automatically on some kind of psychotropic medication. Of course, we know some of the side effects, the bad side effects of an SSRI and many other psychotropic drugs would be suicidal ideation. So how many of these are actually caused by some of the medications they're handing out like candy right now? I think a good portion, probably.
Or here's the other thought that I had on this issue, Steve. What if they're saying that it's 22 suicides per day that these military people have been killing themselves, but they're putting that number out there to cover for the 73,000 plus that are already dead? I don't know the answer to that. That's speculation on my part.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Something is rotten in Denmark, and I don't know. I'm like to think that we don't have 22 servicemen killing themselves every day. You know, I mean, what's the math on that? 365 times
8,030 a year.
So am I to believe that 8,000 plus Americans are killing themselves because of why?
Good question.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that.
Well, you know, the government's already deemed the Patriot, the military personnel that have left the service, as deemed as possible, you know, a domestic terrorist. They've been taught. They've been trained well. They understand firearms and weapons, how to defend. So now that they've released these people out into the civilian world, of course they would like to take away their ability to own a firearm. That's where we came up with the red flag laws.
Right.
And I think a lot of that's being used against military personnel right now, ex-military personnel right now.
Thank you, Robert. I appreciate your call. Let's go to Melissa in Sherman, Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hey, John. Hey, Steve. How you doing?
It's on your mind.
Good.
I wanted to mention, Steve mentioned that at the hospital that they're pointing out people, I'm calling it negative reinforcement, mm-hmm. by basically signaling who has not had the vaccine. I work at a grocery store, and they are doing the same thing. I want so badly to sue them if there's a way. Everybody in the store that's had the vaccine as of Friday no longer has to wear a mask, but everybody that has not must continue to wear a mask. However, yeah. They have also changed the policy for the customers. They will no longer call the police on the customers who choose to not wear a mask. And they will. They have said, of course, we won't ask our customers if they're vaccinated. But, of course, for the employees, well, we know. And we're going to let everybody else know that we know.
That we know.
Yeah, they're trying to shame you. They're trying to shame you into taking the jab is what they're doing. They're going to try to use
shame and
humiliation and try to get you to say, hey, you remember this whole thing? We're all in this together. Okay, that was the first slogan that you knew a scam was coming. We're all in this together.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get John Legend out there. This is our shot. This is our shot to going back to being normal. So take the jab. We can all get back together and hug and sing Kumbaya. It's not going to happen. We're not back to the normal. We're not going
but
back.
But what I'm concerned about is that basically what they've done, they call it all different things. They're outing me. They're outing my health information. They're making it public to everyone in the store, whether it's a customer or an employee. That's got to be against the law. It's got to be.
Well, okay. Wait a minute. Hold on a second here. Melissa, what is the store actually telling you?
Telling me as an employee?
Yes.
That I must wear a mask if I have not been vaccinated, and every time we clock in, we have to check a box that says, if we've been vaccinated, yes, check the box. If you haven't, check the box.
Okay, so are they actually checking a document, any kind of vaccine record, or they just take your word for it?
At this point, no. But they obviously reserve the right to do that, and they any day they could. They want you to think that they will, and they have not said that they will, but that doesn't mean that they won't.
Well, if you want to show your independence, your autonomy, and out the scam-demic, and don't go along, then continue to wear the mask right now. I don't have a problem. I'm a rebel anyway. So if people feel this way, I know this is an administration saying this right now. But if people actually believe this, the employees are saying, well, I'm vaccinated. I don't want to hang out with you, be with you. Then the hell with you anyway. I don't want to associate and be associated and sit down and have lunch with somebody that damn ignorant, to be honest with you. I don't want to. I'll sit with my people who actually understand the scam. I'll sit with them anyway. That's fine.
All right.
Well, I did.
Melissa, I've got three callers left, and I only got a couple of minutes. Finish up, please.
Okay. I was going to say that I turned the tables on them on Friday. I clocked out, and I continued to shop, and I took my mask off on Monday, and there was not a damn thing they could say about it, not a damn thing, because I was a customer.
Good for you.
Okay.
Good for you.
All right, Melissa, thank you. I appreciate your call. Thank you very much.
You have a good one.
All right.
Funky.
Mick in North, is this New Mexico? I'm sorry, in New Mexico. Hello, Mick.
Okay, it's HIPAA law. What she needs to check in the HIPAA law. It violates the HIPAA law. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it is. You're not giving any medical information of somebody. You're basically identifying that they didn't take the jab, but that's not a HIPAA violation.
Yeah, but that's not their cotton picking business. You know what I'm saying? I've already told them some famous people here in this state. You can wear it where the sun don't shine. That's it. But, for what I was trying to say last week, DCStreetSorcery.com. Watch that video. It tells you what's wrong with Washington, D.C. By the way, there's another thing. Why do we have all these dual citizens of Israel liar there in Congress and the Senate? That's a problem right there.
All right. Well, My question was simply this, Mick. Why is the top 10 positions that our president, JoJo, has chosen, whether it be Secretary of State, doesn't matter, why are they all Jewish? Out of a country that's only 2% Jewish, why do we have the top 10 positions filled by JoJo and they're all Jewish? Gee, do we have to visit once again that the New World Order is the Jewish bankers? Do we have to go there?
Yep.
Hello? God almighty.
Yep.
And they're getting ready I'm telling you, they're getting... I've got to have Dan Titus back on. They're getting ready to drop this this fight that's supposedly going on the budget, this ain't about infrastructure. This is about supporting the non-governmental organizations for the Agenda 2030. That's the Paris Peace Accord here and whatever else they wanted to call the damn thing, that Trump voted that down back in December. And as Dan pointed out, well, you know, it took him till December. I don't know what took him so damn long, because I don't think that he actually believed he was going to lose the second election. That's what I believe, but that's just my opinion. All right, let me quickly move on here because we're running out of time. Mark in Philadelphia. Hello, Mark.
Hello, John. Hello, Steve. I am standing in an Independence Mall right now, the birthplace of our nation. And I went to the Revolutionary War Museum, and I'm telling you, they're pushing some lies in that store, because that's what it is. And the names on the building, the names of the people that supposedly gave the money to erect it, they happen to be from the special tribe. I don't trust any of this. They've revamped, re-censored, rewritten our history. We have been sent to war over and over and over. All wars are bankers' wars, like Michael says, Michael Rivera. Uh-huh. And I come from a long line of veterans. I appreciate both you serving, but we've all been duped. We've all been duped. And we get, you know, how do we get through all these damn lies, and how do we stand up to it? I don't know. But thank you for having the forum for us to speak our minds and give our perspectives from wherever we're from, John. I really appreciate it.
Well,
so I'll leave it at that. But we've just been lied to over and over and over, and it's time for us to stop. You know, we've been deceived for so damn long. We don't even know which way is up. And so,
yeah. Well, wait a minute, Mark. I do. You do.
Yeah.
The problem is right now that we have been whipsawed and put in so many different directions. They have people so confused and angry that they're throwing anything out they can in front of us without really going after the real problems. Number one problem, they haven't bothered to bring out the rule book on our country and the foundation of its form of government.
Yep.
That Republican form of government, they're now proudly calling, it's democracy. No, it isn't. And just because you want to garner a vote here and have people vote a certain way, regardless of whether it's constitutional or not, this is the form of government we're supposed to have, a Republican form of government based on that Constitution, not somebody's better idea of how we can screw you stupid.
Yeah. Well, they've destroyed, they're trying to destroy completely the distinctions of what's truth and honor and justice, and you know, it's just, and then I call that mesmerization. They mesmerize people through disruption, through distraction, through false flags, all of this stuff, and got people so confused that our references, like which references to go for.
Right.
And
Mark,
it created people.
Mark, I've got to go.
I got to go. Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Stoney in Stone Mountain, you got about 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Okay, full disclosure, Lenny won't be calling back anymore, but Stoney will from now on. Stoney from Stone Mountain. Mr. Stepmiller, I just want to give you a heads up. You hit it dead on the head when you brought up the Talmudic Satanist bankers. That's where all the politicians are sold out to,
yep.
And where they're trying to sell us out to save themselves. Okay? And real quick, Judge Joe Brown, you want to have him on your show. I witnessed the last 2 days of stuff he's putting down that nobody else wants to talk about.
Okay, we're out of time right now. I wish you would have called in earlier. Steve,
all right.
I want to thank you for coming on board. Evidently, I'm going to be okay. My mind didn't melt now.
We're good.
All right. Gosh. You know, stuff is happening fast, and there's a lot of cover going on for what I was just talking about and alluding to this entire program. Everybody's still talking about COVID and the shots. This is the cover. What they're instituting is the total takeover of our form of government. Hello. All right, Steve, thank you very much, my friend.
You got it.
All right, and thank you out there for being on the network with us, for calling in, participating, all except Marianne, or whatever the hell her name was, Miss F-Bomb. She didn't bother to call back in, Mike? Good. Maybe she got the message. All right. Thanks for being here. Back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. We'll see you then.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.